feels amazing. I'm just so happy and so thankful to be here and have the opportunity to play football for Minnesota.
You know, your agent said it's a 5-year, $30 million deal out of the field just to have, you know, that kind of coin. I mean, those are some serious dollars, I guess.
Definitely, yeah. It feels amazing just to be able to support my family. Just makes me feel a lot better, I guess. Really excited, though, about this whole situation. I couldn't be happier.
Hey, Mike, it's Ben Gessler from ESPN. The time that you spent here last time around, I know it was, you know, a number of years ago now, but I think you got a little bit of time with this coaching staff. How much did your familiarity with being here help kind of make the decision to come back this time around?
It was a big part of it because, you know, my wife, she was here with me, and she loved the city, and I loved, you know, the coaches were great, and I loved the whole organization here, the fan base here. So being familiar with it was definitely a big reason.
Mike, Andrew Kramer here with the Star Tribune. How far do you think you've come as a player since your last stint here in Minnesota, coming off, I believe, 42 consecutive starts?
I have developed a lot more since then, and I think just this crazy ride that's been for me has really helped me develop just to be the person and the player I am today. And looking forward to playing here and to continue to grow and develop, be the best player I can be.
How about, Mike, the Vikings getting Riley the other day and now you, and locking up maybe two key tackle pieces for 5 years? I mean, how do you just feel about that stability that hopefully you guys can have now in the future?
Oh, I'm very excited. Very excited for this upcoming season, and very excited to meet the rest of the guys in the O-line room. From what I've heard, it's a very special group and one I'm really excited to be a part of.
Hey, Mike. This is Jordan Rodriguez from the Charlotte Observer. Congrats on your new deal.
Thank you.
Mike, a lot of people don't really know what you kind of had to go through at that left tackle spot last year, but now that you kind of have a chance to put it all in perspective, can you share a little bit more of that perspective about playing left tackle when Michael went down and now finally getting back over to the right side?
You know, last year just kind of got thrown in the fire a little bit going at left tackle, and I felt like I learned a lot about my technique and everything like that playing left tackle, and just helped me continue to grow and be able to make that switch. Helps me you know, in the future. But I'm very excited to be back playing at right tackle.
Mike, it's Dave Campbell with the Associated Press. Was there something in particular that kind of just clicked for you in the 2015 season with the Panthers, where you maybe felt like you took a clear step forward in your progress as an NFL player?
Mm-hmm. I got to thank the coaches at Carolina there for, you know, giving me an opportunity to play, and just the experience of being able to. The experience of going out and playing, you know, it's something that you can't teach or you know, learn. You just got to do it. And so just experience was a big part of it.
How did you avoid getting frustrated having to bounce around the league so many times until then?
Just staying positive all the time. And my wife's been very supportive. She's always been there for me. She helped me keep my head up, because there was definitely some times where I thought that, you know, I was done playing football, and just very happy and thankful to be continuing my career.
Hey, Mike, were you surprised it came together so quickly for the Vikings? I know you were going to maybe visit the Texans, but did you think maybe heading in that you'd visit both, and did the Vikings just kind of blow you away?
Yeah, I mean, I was really, really excited to go visit here in Minnesota, and very happy with my agent, Brett Tesler. He's working really hard
appreciate it, Mike.
All right. Well, hey, last thing, I just want to thank the Wills, Coach Zimmer and Mr. Spielman for the opportunity to let me come back here and play. I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity. I can't wait to get to work. All right. Thank you.
Congrats. Thanks.